The 1-2 punch of political unrest and economic meltdown has hit millions of Venezuelans hard. That's why 3 million of them have fled the country in recent years, roughly 10% of the population. Thousands more follow every day. Many head to the border with Colombia and the city of Cúcuta. That's where we reach Marianne Menjivar today. She's the International Rescue Committee's country director in Colombia.
So today at the bridge, and I just came back from there, which is one of the three official crossing points, we've seen an increase in the people, the Venezuelan people that come into Colombia. People are saying there's national protest called for tomorrow in Venezuela, and people are scared of the repercussions stemming from the protest, and they've come to buy provisions, to buy food, and to buy essential items that they can't buy in Venezuela.
Does that suggest that they're going to return to Venezuela, or is their departure pretty much permanent at this point?
So the migrant crisis that's affecting the whole of South America is made up of three different types of refugees and migrants. On the one hand, you have what you call pendular migrants, and as the name suggests, they come and go. They cross into Colombia, buy essential items, and return to their homes in Venezuela. Then you have people who are leaving the country permanently to settle in Colombia or in neighboring countries. And you have a third type, the people that don't have the official documentation or the money, and they start walking across Colombia in order to settle in different cities and also in other countries.
So, Marianne, when you say the number of Venezuelan refugees has gone up, are you talking about all three groups?
Normally, you would see at the Simon Bolivar Bridge 35,000 to 40,000 Venezuelans crossing on a daily basis.
Wow.
Now you've got a number that's going up according to eyewitnesses, according to the people coming in and out, and the immigration officials.
When Venezuelans arrive in Colombia, what are they most in need of?
What Venezuelans will tell you is that they want jobs. They want employment. They don't want charity. They want to be able to provide for their families here and for their families left behind back in Venezuela. And they're hardworking, and they want to be able to have the opportunity to make a new life for themselves.
This one port of entry in Cúcuta, I mean, you said 35 to 40,000 people a day. I mean, that was when it was at a lower point of people crossing. How has all this affected Colombia? How are people reacting to the migrants?
So the Colombian government, I think, has been an example to, you know, the international community and the world about how government should respond to this crisis. They're keeping the borders open. They keep coming up with different mechanisms to make sure that Venezuelans have the proper documentation and status that will enable them to make a life for themselves here. It's very unfortunate that the international community hasn't mobilized the level of resources this crisis needs. So the biggest response is coming from Colombians, civil society, the churches, NGOs. We're doing everything we can with very limited resources, and the Colombian government is providing a very open legal framework to let Venezuelan migrants come through to Colombia and go on to other neighboring countries if that's their wish.
Marianne Menjivar, she is the country director in Colombia for the International Rescue Committee, speaking with us from Cúcuta in the north of Colombia. Marianne, thank you very much.
Thank you.